This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump's White House doctor, Sean Conley, has issued a statement saying the president will continue carrying out his duties without disruption. This after the president confirmed that both he and First Lady Melania Trump have tested positive for the novel coronavirus. Dr. Sean Conley, in addition to the president, says that both are both well at this time and they plan to remain at home within the White House during their convalescence. President Trump tweeted about the news just hours after the White House announced that senior aide Hope Hicks came down with the virus. After traveling with the president several times this week, Mr. Trump is 74 years old, putting him at a higher risk of serious complications from a virus that has now killed more than 205,000 people nationwide. Democrats controlling the U.S. House narrowly have passed a $2.2 trillion COVID-19 relief bill, a move that came as top-level talks on a smaller, potentially bipartisan measure dragged on toward an uncertain finish. An air of pessimism has largely taken over the Capitol. The Democratic bill passed after partisan debate without any Republicans in support of it. The move puts lawmakers no closer to actually delivering aid, such as more generous weekly unemployment payments, extended help for small businesses and especially troubled economic sectors, and another round of $1,200 direct payments to most Americans. Passage of the $2.2 trillion plan came after a burst of negotiations this week between Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. And the United States does continue to have the highest number of COVID-19-related deaths and infections. This is VOA News.